Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Live from the Steve and Kyle Podcast it's broadcast big. Headquarters, the reply back, nothing. Yeah, he never replied.
To be honest, 2019, you guys, I mean, after the Van Wert trip, it just got real boring. But 2020 was funny. I was laughing a lot. You guys were on it last year. You're on it this year so far, too.
Truck pulls up in Chamberlain Hills. They get out and walk towards the apartment.
You a blood?
The chief, what's poppin'? You bang?
Nigh with all that gang shit.
Scene 9. Welcome to the dope game. Truck pulls up.
Oopsie.
We're handling juggling a lot of balls over here this morning.
Boy, are we. I mean, look, I know that this is going to come to a shock. To people that listen to this garbage on a regular basis. We're having some tech issues.
Well, great.
We're trying to shockingly troubleshoot in advance before we get to the issue. We're trying to have scenarios A, B, C, D, and E set up because we know that A won't work, B probably won't, C might. D, I got a strong feeling about. And E, that is the, in case of emergency, break glass.
Yeah. And right now, we're on to D and E. But again, these are, this is of our own devices.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned last week that the railroad is open, for a certain way to put it. We would like to... be going kind of back and forth between people's podcasts, have them on ours. And as it stands, that first instance is supposed to be in about 1 hour.
Yeah, I noticed that you said back and forth. As of right now, it seems like it's back.
Yeah, or forth, whichever direction.
There's not so much a fourth.
Well, we're going forth. The back is also just us.
Yeah.
Nobody else is on the car with us, so we're making that trip. And I've never been on a train, Steve. So
never?
Well, no, I guess like the subway in New York, but not like an Amtrak where you...
Okay, you where you know, see you the have, country.
Yeah. But I have a feeling you and I were not paying for the separate like bunk.
Mm-mm.
We're sitting in the seats.
Yeah.
And nobody's coming with us on the way back.
Uh-uh.
So the fourth...
I don't even know if there is a way back.
That's a good point. Do they just slam the train car in reverse? So it was like, if you're sitting there and you stay on a train and you realize, oh, got on the wrong train and you need to go back, do you switch trains or do you just watch the conductor walk from one end all the way to the other end and start going from there?
I'm not sure.
This is steering wheel, obviously, too.
That's, right, yeah.
That's what they use to make sure.
That's how you keep the train on the tracks, with a steering wheel.
Because right now...
So all those idiots who have derailed trains, it's because instead of just... keeping the wheel straight, they decided...
Yeah, they're holding onto the wheel while sneezing. They've got an itch, and they forget to let go of the wheel. But right now, Steve, it's you and I, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, on the fourth way of this railroad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got all this equipment that probably is not going to work.
Nope.
Tucked under our arms. It's like when we went to Boston.
Yeah.
You know, we got all this stuff in backpacks and we're all excited.
Yep.
And then we're going to get there and we're going to wait for the back. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be you and I, Charlie Brown music playing.
Yeah.
Walking back to that train by ourselves, because as of now, like you said, we don't have any return visits planned.
I'm kind of picturing it like the videos you see of people standing on the train platform and they see the train coming in the distance and they start rubbing their hands together. Like,
yeah.
Hey, here comes the train. And then whoong, it just flies right past. Doesn't even hesitate.
Did those
just right on by?
Do those type of train stations still exist that you'd see in movies and stuff where it's always outdoor
mm-hmm.
platforming, right?
Oh,
so you
plenty.
Got line. Do they really?
Yeah.
Where?
That's all like New Jersey Transit. Every single one
Seriously,
is like
because
that.
Because I feel like we
it's
need
like
to do
the elevated platform, and yeah,
that's the spot to do a live show from.
From a train platform,
right on the platform. Think of the clientele. Hey, looks like you're on your way home from work. Want to have a sit down?
There's nothing that people in a rush to get to or from work would be more interested in doing.
Has there ever been any person getting off a train who's on time?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
They're always way too late, right? They're always like, I missed my 8:10 and now it's 8:12 and now I'm sprinting in my penny loafers because, you know, it's the 50s and there's pennies on their loafers.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're taking the train to work, you're generally an irresponsible person. Because, I mean, just buy a car, right?
Right.
Your credit's terrible.
I mean,
you can't even afford a car at the worst car dealership, buy here, pay here, purple gorilla inflatable on the roof place.
Did you?
You're just garbage.
Well, you
I say that as somebody who rode the train.
No. Because I'm going to ask, when you worked in, you know, the Big Apple.
Well, you know.
Did anybody ever, like, even phone calls back home or friends or whoever that didn't live there?
Yeah.
Hey, how's the Big Apple?
You take a bite out of that apple yet? A red delicious?
Because we didn't.
Granny Smith?
We didn't include that. And we'll get to the poll results here later today from the last few weeks. But I would argue the Big Apple has to be up there with Hotlanta and Smashville.
Yeah. We did get a reply. I think it was from our friend Trevor.
Yeah.
In Nashville about. He commented on the whole Smashville. The monikers, the various monikers used for that city.
Now, you used to work in the Big Apple.
Yeah.
You obviously had a car. And you were there. You were right out of the movies, sitting on, you know, 34th and 14th, because they use numbers both ways in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Summer honking Street, Summer Ave.
Hey, come on. Beep, 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 beep. You're just honking arms out the windows. And
I drove into the city like four times, I think.
Really?
I never did. Yeah, I took the train. I was a loser.
Well, it seems fruitless to take your car into the city. There's parking issues. There's
the only time that I did, and I've talked about it on this podcast before, was on Saturday mornings, because my job at the NHL was a regular 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever it was. And then on Saturday, I had a part-time job with one of the big radio companies, and I would go in on Saturday mornings. I had to be there at 5 a.m., and I would run the Saturday Best Of show for Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey morning show.
Can you imagine being some idiot jackweed who runs a Saturday Best Of show?
I mean, it's radio, but barely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the scum of the medium.
You're
at that point,
at best, pushing one button an hour,
and that button meaningless because nobody
doesn't do anything.
No. Yeah, they've given you a fake button.
Yeah, you're essentially a monkey that has one of those little music boxes.
Yep, and you're waiting for that one time an hour for that clown to pop out of the box when you push that fake button. That's what Saturday morning Best Of radio is.
It is just garbage people.
And when I think Saturday morning NHL.
This wasn't NHL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing to do with NHL.
Again, I didn't know if Harvey was talking puck.
Do you think Steve Harvey's a big hockey fan?
I would bet you if you put Steve Harvey in a hockey rink, he wouldn't know where you've dropped him in and would assume it was a different planet.
I get the feeling he's not a big hockey fan. But yeah, on Saturday mornings, the train schedule in New York is much different than it is Monday through Friday. Trains, instead of running maybe every 8 minutes, they run every half hour. Mm-hmm. So it was just much more convenient for me to hop in the car, drive into the city at 4:30, because nobody's on the roads. I could be door to door in 15 minutes, whereas it would take me over an hour riding the train.
Well, right, because you have all the trains stopped. You have the waiting to get on the train. So you get there.
Plus the schedule on a Saturday morning, much different. So it would cost me $15 or whatever to go through the tunnel, but it was just so much quicker. So the only time I drove in was when I was doing that. Sometimes I would take the train, but for the most part, I would drive in. And that was when I got the parking ticket that we've talked about I tried to track down because initially that parking ticket from 2009, it would have been like April or May of 2009, it was $250 off the bat,
which is insane for a parking ticket anyway.
But you figure at this point with 12 years of late fees, I mean, I probably owe millions.
Boy, I so wish we had some access to or knew somebody who had like the transit system over there that could look up if there is an outstanding ticket.
There's got to be
from 2009 that's just been gaining. Because at what point does that go to like a court?
Or what point do they just say he's not going to pay?
Yeah,
this.
Does this become one of those stories you see on the news every now and again about like a geriatric person returning a library book they borrowed in the 50s?
Yep. Yeah.
So, but it'll be you. And you're going to be walking in with one of your license plates saying, "This was me. What do I owe you?" Mm-hmm. And they give you they're not going to be the forgiving library.
No.
They're going to tell you $18,000.
Yep. Yeah. And it'll be the same librarian that worked there in the 50s.
We've been waiting for you for 50 years.
Doors shut behind you. Your automatic locks.
We got him.
He's back. The idiot came back. He thought there'd be forgiveness.
But we digress.
But we digress.
So efforts have been made to reach out to various podcasts who have expressed interest in the past about having us on. And for the most part, they've gone unanswered. I sent an email to the most attractive podcast in the world, The Commercial Break, with Brian and Chrissy.
Yeah.
And crickets.
Should we?
1 week.
Should we do that thing where... that chicken joint. I almost said their name. I almost swore. You almost had to bleep. Can you actually make a mark just to make sure that first letter didn't make the recording?
I got it.
Because that's a bigger curse word than any other ones we've said on this show.
It's the true F word.
It is the true F word is the chicken restaurant that we will not say. Where we had people... Because we really wanted to do a live show from this chicken restaurant.
Yeah, we thought it would be fun.
And we were so rebuffed by former radio man who ran marketing for a chicken joint. Which, what marketing do you need? Hey, here's 6 tenders and fries for $12. Come in. Oh, yeah, there's beer. See you tonight.
I want to pull up that message and be like, hey, just in case you forgot, we still hate you.
But should we maybe have some people reach out to Brian and Chrissy on other forms? So obviously, we don't want aggression. We didn't want aggression when we were dealing with the chicken restaurant.
Right.
We would like maybe people on Instagram, because that looks like they don't have a Twitter. Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, they don't have?
Not on their website, they don't have anything linked there. Which, hey, people do it different ways. Like for us, Twitter seems to be our more popular avenue. Other people, Facebook. Some people, Instagram.
Maybe after we're done recording, we can record a little video and post it on Instagram and tag them in it.
Yeah, but yeah. We're just trying to get their attention.
This was back in October. Brian had reached out and said, "Hey, saw that you guys were floating around the same spot on some podcast chart, and we exchanged a bunch of emails." That was right before your little boo boo.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go into the hospital and get a Band-Aid. And,
which, by the way, I've not forgotten about that. I know I told.
Oh, really? You haven't forgotten about
that? Well, when we came back after, what did it end up being, a 4-week absence?
I think so.
When we came back, I did tell everybody that I wasn't ready to talk about it, and I'm probably still not, but I will tell that tale. This isn't some forbidden story. It's just me trying to figure out the best way to navigate it. So sorry, Steve, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that is still out there.
Yeah, so I followed up with Brian last week. I said, Kyle is back to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go. You still want to do this? Crickets.
I'm hoping this is maybe an email like we use our email situation, which is never. We have messages that go unanswered in there. And
no, this one is, this was from a, like, he had reached out to me, I think, on Instagram initially.
Okay.
Left his email address. So I emailed him from my personal to his personal email. So
okay. So this is directly to Brian's person. So we're going to need to reach out on social media. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think we should do that because, but hey, we're still, right now, we've got one lined up today.
Yeah.
That we were stressing about the tech.
What is this podcast called?
And then we've got one. We've got one in 2 weeks.
Do we?
Yeah, it's not officially booked because we're verifying dates. Yeah, with our friend Meter.
Okay.
From the We Need to Talk
podcast.
Wait a minute,
what are we talking about? We're 2 for 3.
2 for 3. The only goose egg's on your end.
Yeah.
I would say there's a lot of guest booking in one of our futures.
When you put it that way, yes. But, I mean, come on.
Right. So this is, I think it's the Boss Rush podcast. Boy, I should have asked this.
The what?
Boss Rush podcast. I feel like an idiot. I didn't ask. It's our
Boss
friend.
Rush? Is it? Wait a minute. Is this a podcast that talks about Bruce Springsteen and Rush Limbaugh? Oh, boy.
Because
one of those things I'll be interested to talk about.
Yeah, and the other one, I'll just wonder how it's popular.
Okay. All right.
So
I think that we have to go into this then. We got to split it up. Either you're talking exclusively the boss, and I'm talking exclusively Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, Rush Limbaugh. Oh, I thought you meant the band Rush.
No. Okay. Rush Limbaugh, much more topical.
No, that's true. I mean, one's dead.
Uh-huh.
One
got out of a DUI.
Look at that. Same thing. Potato, tomato.
All right, so we got to flip for it.
Oh, boy. Should we flip one? Oh, no. We have our flipping tools. The dreidel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hold on.
We have our dreidels from our friend Brian Krause, who is our on-the-street Jewish correspondent.
All right.
So we have him coming up because I think there's a Jewish holiday soon. Rumspring, I believe.
It would be Passover.
Okay. Passover. And then Rumspring is after that?
Okay. So, how do we do this then?
I don't even know if that's the name of the podcast. I didn't ask. I feel like...
What is it,
because the
Bum Rush?
Other person that we're going to be talking to, his name's Edward, Eddie. And it has on his profile, it has host of Optional Opinion, Nintendo Pow Block, and more.
So are we talking video games?
I don't know who we're talking to.
Or Rush Limbaugh.
I know one person.
I need to know this. We're on with them in an hour.
First of all, I think we wrap this up and you and I do the deep dive into, we need all the bases covered. You handle Limbaugh.
Okay.
I'll handle Rush the band. Just in case we get questions about Geddy Lee. Geddy Lee?
Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee, who's the lead singer. He's the only one I know about.
Yeah.
The only there hope
was,
I
no,
have.
No, the drummer was, he just croaked. Oh, what the hell is
that? That's a bummer. Because, listen, I got nothing for
Maybe it was Rush. Was Rush Limbaugh the drummer of Rush?
When we talked to Rush Bang, Pow Block. What is, I didn't even know what I called it. Nintendo Pow Block or Boss Rush. I don't
Boss
know
Rush.
What this thing is. Okay. Yeah, a nice logo, by the way.
Hey, speaking of logos.
We'll get to that.
We might have an update soon. All right, so here, let's spin the dreidel.
And by the way, if we're going to drummers, the only drummer I have any knowledge about talking about is Rick Allen.
That's right. If you want to check out the year in review from back around Christmas time. All right, so we will spin the dreidel.
Yes.
If it lands on hey or shin. No,
hi and hey, shin.
Then you get to pick if you're going to talk about
Rush Limbaugh
or Bruce
Springsteen. Oh, boy.
And if it lands on Gimmel or none, then it's my choice.
Boy,
all right, you ready?
I really need Springsteen here. Spin that dreidel. It's a good spin.
That's a great spin. Gimel, hey.
Well, yeah. What do you pick?
I'm going Springsteen.
Yeah!
Come on, I know you love Rush.
I'm just doing my research. Just, you know, talking. Oh! He's dead!
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy!
Yeah, just recently.
I think the beard did him favors.
I think he looked okay. Are you referring, is that the picture from when he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
Yeah, and he had grown that out for a while. I think he looked better with the beard.
See, it's weird because he grew that beard and instantly looked like a former boss of mine, not Jack. Oof. A boss that I very much liked. And
one thing in common now. That's me digging.
Digging a hole. Okay, digging a grave.
And then it's me lowering it.
See, the sound effects aren't really as effective when you have to say what they are.
Well, you know, as you heard in the intro, as I try to get my budding voice career going.
I thought I was trying to get my budding voice
career. I figured I'd ride those coattails. And, you know, my efforts last week is royal. I want to take that a step further, you know, and really start maybe doing sound effects and Foley. I believe the term is Foley.
Yeah, Foley artist. And you got Toby up there in the window, just peeking down.
Buddy. Toby, my best buddy. Yeah. So I got two things. One, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And two, looks like he grew a beard. You think he got buried with the beard? Do they shave dead people? Like, if you're a family member.
What the hell kind of a question is that? Have you ever been to a funeral? Have you ever been to a funeral
of
a bearded person?
Let's say. Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't...
Did they still have the beard?
Yeah, but Rush isn't known for having the beard. Did Rush or his family say, hey,
I bet
you give him a quick straight shave?
I bet that
make sure you don't nick him, you know, you don't want him to bleed.
Right, yeah, of course. You don't want him to bleed out. I would assume that he was buried in the way that he had passed. So if he had a beard, like right now, if I were to croak tomorrow, tip over and die, I don't think that my wife would opt to have me shaved.
Right, but you've had a beard forever. Or for the majority of the time.
Well, what if it was the opposite? What if I happened to shave today and die tomorrow? I doubt that she'd have them glue a beard onto my face.
Well, you don't know that. There's, what are the Merkins? Or is that just for downstairs?
Yes.
Could a Merkin be fashioned for your face if you is it for, before?
I mean, it's basically just the
right. You just cut the
instead of one way. It's,
so you just cut a cut a bigger hole for the mouth. Before I post this, I want to make sure we're not about to be like aggregated onto some blog saying we're insensitive. But if I post, was Rush Limbaugh buried with the beard?
You know,
is that okay or not?
Let's just avoid that. A lot of people are very upset these days.
No worry.
About
here, I'll change it. Can you?
Yeah, make it more generic.
Yeah, can you fashion a Merkin for your face?
Okay. How about if you are not somebody who
it's already
is known?
Going to need another one.
If you're not known as someone who normally has a beard and you die, do they shave your beard so people attending your funeral recognize you more?
I think it's a fair question to ask because that's you in that dirt forever, you know?
And but they say that doesn't like your hair and your fingernails and toenails, they keep growing after you die.
After you die?
For like a certain amount of time.
I did not know that.
That might be not true.
Is this the...
I feel like it is, though.
So does your hair...
Is your hair
and nails
continue growing?
Continue to grow after you die.
Yeah.
So somewhere,
I'm telling you, that is a fact that might not be true.
Science. Okay. Well, so we've got a podcast coming up in about an hour, and I've got to study Limbaugh. You've got to hone in on what you want to talk about with Springsteen.
Yeah.
And hopefully they don't ask us about video games.
Yeah.
I would prefer, like, I guess I would prefer video games if they asked me about Geddy Lee. Because I know nothing.
Yeah, he sings high.
Yeah. We're going to need some pivot points. Because I'm a little bit nervous. I'm so used to just the comfort of what we do.
I don't want to be on the spot.
Well, yeah. And that, I asked, like, hey, any prep work we need to do? Like, I'm going to walk in here with pages and notes.
Well, but, like, I mean, if it was something like, hey, we're talking about the movie Caddyshack tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe watch it. Well, I've never seen Caddyshack,
but these
by the
losers,
way.
It's probably closer to, like, well, your thoughts on Metroid 2 from the SNES.
Mm.
And then we say that our connection doesn't work and we hang up.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to, you know, even when we have people on the phone, the ball's in our court. And we know each other well enough and we know how that segment goes well enough that there's really no nerves on our end. It is what it is. It's a loose conversation like we would normally have with somebody anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this, we're the ones sitting here, you know, hands in front of our, just waiting to be, hi guys, waiting to be asked the questions that they want to know about. You know, they got a couple big celebs on the line.
Right.
A couple podcast legends.
Trailblazers.
So stay tuned. We'll post links to that whenever they post theirs this week. Keep eye on our social media at Steve and Kyle. We'll make sure that we get that promoted. So. You can see other places we're going to be. A little out of our element for this one.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, in a few weeks, and I don't know when they post this or how much they record ahead, our friend Meter. Meter joined us on the award stream, the podcast award stream, back in September, October. He bought some of our merch after we had accidentally ghosted him in his co-host podcast, We Need to Talk.
Apologies. Apologies all around, Meter and co-host.
We're going to join them in a few weeks. We were going to join them in November, but my Band-Aid boo-boo happened.
Yeah, yeah, you fell and skinned your knee.
Fell and skinned your heart.
I mean, it would be a pretty hard fall.
It would be a rough one.
It'd be weird, too, because you'd have to, like, basically do a belly flop.
You'd have,
like,
to be sliding. Now, you have experience sliding into bases. You think there's any way that could get to your heart?
I mean, if you're running fast enough.
And Lord knows you were.
So,
but we'll keep everybody posted. But, hey, we're willing to do this. We talked about it a couple times, and I feel like that might be part of the reason we didn't get any, like, a lot of response. We've said this a handful of times before and then never done anything about it. So this time, it's happening. We can comfortably say it's happening here in the next 60 minutes or so. And the floodgates are open. Mm-hmm. The fourth train is leaving the station.
Yeah.
The back train, TBD.
Yeah, hopefully that ticket is round trip.
Yep.
And still waiting for our friends from Pop Culture Leftovers to extend the invite.
Should we just, like, harass them, too?
Yeah. But don't they do, like, 9-hour episodes?
Yeah, so we join them for 10 minutes in and out. They don't even know we're there or gone.
Yeah.
Because by the time we're gone, it's dinner. When we came on at breakfast.
Yeah, we pop in, we do like a Seinfeld impression or something, because that's kind of what they do.
Yep. Yep. You do Seinfeld. I'm over here. I'll play Royal, my character, who I'm going to, like, live in now.
Can you give us some Royal?
Okay. You put me on the spot here.
You just said you were living in the character.
I'm a professional, I guess. You know, I can. Night with all that gang!
Beep.
We mentioned it, Steve. I don't know if you have the audio. Our friend Carl Furrow, who has made us some designs in the past, some logo designs that I saw in the messages that we didn't give enough appreciation to when he sent them. He does a lot of random work out of the goodness of his heart for us, just for fun. He sent us some audio this week because we asked for someone to maybe up the recording a little
specifically,
bit.
Specifically, we asked for Shike to do it.
Well, because he's got knobs.
Shike didn't do a thing.
No.
I saw Shike throwing a, you know, witty comments on Instagram at us over the weekend, but yeah, nothing. Nothing else.
Ridiculous.
Thanks for nothing, Shike.
Oh, yeah, he must be super busy, you know, bumping strings. Bing, bing. Oh, that bass sounds good.
Yeah.
Let me boost it.
Hey, ups on the tambourine.
Yeah. Hey, is that you hitting the triangle? Not so hard.
So he pulled the audio, not Shike, of course. Carl Furrow pulled the audio from our wonderful audition to be in the scene 9, the dope game, I believe it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the name of a game, a movie, a scene, a TV show, an internet thing.
Well, stay tuned, because in a few minutes you'll have an update on their search and where you are in your budding voice career.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That everybody's waiting
for. Yeah. Big update. So do you want to hear what Carl came up with?
Yes, please. Because I saw he sent it.
Did you listen
enough,
to it?
Did not care enough to listen to it.
Okay, Carl, thank you for your hard work. Here it is. Scene 9, the dope game on the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Scene 9. Ooh, welcome to the dope game.
This is exactly what I wanted.
Truck pulls up in Chamberlain Hills. They get out and walk towards the apartment.
It's the 1930s.
You a blood?
The chief, what's poppin'? You bang?
Nah, I ain't with all that gang shit.
I respect it. You a free man, G. As long as you show respect when you walk through, it's all good. You got my respect, and they got yours.
Already!
Screen fades to a black and goes into the apartment.
So this here is that chill spot. Don't hesitate to slide through every now and then.
I'll mainly be here if it's on business. I don't really like to talk and kick it. You know how that go.
And scene. Are we like doing the Charleston?
So we stepped into, you know, you think you have this image in your head until Carl flips the script.
Yeah.
And you realize that you walked into a Mexican restaurant and a live mariachi band.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I
listened to that first thing in the morning when I woke up a couple days ago, and I was dying. I'm laying in bed, and I was listening to it, cracking
so
up.
So good. So good. Thank you, Carl. And to Shike, go F off.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Nothing. Too busy, probably. You know, tune in the garage band. Somebody was banging a pot with a stick, and he's tuning it to make it sound like a bigger pot with a smaller stick, and then sending them the invoice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiot.
Yep.
But we mentioned, Steve, the introduction a little bit ago, and the logo.
Yeah.
Is what was actually mentioned. You and I, we talked last week, you know, looking at APS 4.0 again. We're looking at insulation, looking at all this stuff. And by the way, if we have any insulation contact in the West Michigan area.
Oh, yeah.
Love to have you take a look at the APS 4.0 or, you know, maybe drop some remnants of insulation.
Specifically, we're looking for foam board insulation. We're looking for some the Roxel or the Soft and Sound, I think it's called.
Got to have that soundproof quality that we're so used to.
Yeah, so you don't hear the dog barking out in the backyard as you just did.
Well, we wouldn't have to worry about any of this if we took my idea and started, you know, doing live shows at the train platforms.
Mm.
And
known for their wonderful audio quality.
Just think of it. Just the ambiance. Everybody loved the ambiance this summer when we were outside on the deck.
Did they?
In the sunroom. People loved the birds fighting. Did they? The rain hitting.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful time.
Yeah, it was great, especially in August when it was like 87 degrees in the sunroom at 9 in the morning.
Just peeling clothing off, trying to get through a 60-minute podcast recording. But part of what came with last week is a little bit of extra energy, if you will. I took a little bit of onus upon myself. You did the same. We both reached out on the website or app that you've used before that created your logo for the Vroom Vroom shop in the garage.
Yep.
Second Chance Jeeps, which is always you can check out on Instagram and YouTube at Second Chance Jeeps.
Hey, there we go. That actually sounded like an honest.
Yeah, no, like, good.
Good pitch.
I hear this week he's working on a door.
Rocker panels. Rocker panels was last
night.
What
is a rocker panel?
It's the part of the body that's directly below the door.
I guess I don't even know. I have no idea what that is.
It's
below
a rocker panel.
The door is the ground, right?
Well, there's usually a small strip. But
you got to work on that?
Yeah, it was all rusted. Had to replace it.
This thing's never going to be on the road.
Probably not. No, probably not.
This is going to be, you know, kind of like the Tim Allen project you'd see in Home Improvement, where it seemed to always be the same hot rod in his garage for like mm-hmm. 3 years at a time yeah. until Annette finally says, hey, it's the Comanche or me. And the Comanche, you know, gets tossed.
Yeah.
For a
yeah.
loss. In true Steve and Kyle or Steve form, you'd have to sell the Comanche
yeah.
at a loss.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Offer to sign it. Maybe you'll get you'll get an extra few bucks out of it. But we reached out last week. We decided to... Was it the audio work we decided to get looked at first?
Yeah. Yeah, we decided audio.
I don't even know why.
And then we decided on logo, too.
That was you. You decided to reach out for a logo, which, you know, I like to not step on those toes because, as you've said, you've spent hours
mm-hmm.
editing our current logo.
Well, you know, I got the feeling that you really didn't like it, even though I put hours and hours of work in.
No! No!
So, went back to our old friend Fiverr, the website, did a quick search for... podcast artwork or something.
Sorry, I'm just reminded of our last dive, and I spent $5, and we got gray-eyed Steve and moons and stars.
Yeah,
bandana.
Wizard Kyle.
Sorry.
So,
I still say we use that.
So I reached out to somebody, and of course, like Fiverr. I enjoy it, but I wish it wasn't such a bait and switch because it said, I'll design your logo, blah, 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 all this, $5.
Yeah.
So I messaged the person first and I said, hi, I'm really interested in this. Now, this was a person I specifically selected somebody that that was in the United States, not because I like really care about that, but it makes the communication process a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because the person that designed the Second Chance Jeeps one, it was very obvious that English was not their first language. So there was a big issue when it came to like, hey, I'm looking for this. I want this. I want this. And they'd reply saying that they didn't know what I meant. So this time I thought, okay, maybe I'll just find somebody here.
Mm-hmm.
So I selected this person, looked at some of their previous work, and messaged them, said, hi, this is what I'm looking to do.
Yeah.
I want this, 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 and this. At this point, I hadn't paid for it yet, but I said, we're a podcast. We want to have both of our faces and this and that. And they just replied, sounds good. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, cool. So reached out again. I paid the $5.
You paid the fee.
Paid the freight. And they replied back with a counteroffer. Of $80.
Which, again, is the way that I don't usually anticipate negotiations going.
Yeah.
I typically, when it's something is advertised, that's what I assume it would go for.
But having gone through this over the summer with Second Chance Jeeps, I kind of expected it. So they said $80.
Well, and with the last time I tried this,
right.
where I
right.
kept my line in the sand.
Oh, yeah. You did not budge.
Well, first of all, after seeing the base product, there wasn't a dollar amount in the world
right.
that I would have felt comfortable with that person
yeah.
finishing our logo.
So this whole thing, I thought to myself, $80, you know, they said they'll have it back in 24 hours. I was like, I think $80 is fair. So right. I said to them, $80, but can you also include a version for our Facebook header photo
yep.
and a version for our Twitter photo.
A little haggling.
It's the same design, but it's just, you know, the dimensions are a little bit different. And I thought, why not see if I can? They replied, absolutely. So then there was a whole other weird thing with the payment too, because initially I had paid the $5, which ended up being $7 after the fees and everything. So they said, I'll do it for $80. And I thought, all right, cool. Well, then I got charged another $80 on top of it, and I thought, I thought it was $80 total. I've already paid you $7. Granted, I get it. It's only $7, but
doesn't matter. You're already paying way
I should be paying the difference.
Yeah,
I didn't. Whatever. I just said, just do it. Just design it. So I'm already like kind of pissed. And within 24 hours, they sent back a logo, which.
was missing five of the six things I requested. Five of them were missing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, which is, I love it because as much as this site seems to offer, it also seems to me equally like it's meant for con artists.
Yeah. So I wanted a darker color scheme. They gave me a light color scheme. I wanted Steve on the left, Kyle on the right. They gave me Kyle on the right, or Kyle on the left, Steve on the right. I wanted the picture I had sent her of me, because we both sent her basically like headshots.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was a professional headshot from the radio show where I had a collared shirt on. I said, I like this picture, but I would rather, for the sake of this picture, I'd rather have a t-shirt on, not a collared shirt.
Sure.
That's more of how I,
sure,
how I feel comfortable. I had a collared shirt in the logo.
So we both did. Well, yeah. Yeah.
And then, for some reason, we're standing in front of a big yellow backdrop.
Yeah, it looked like, again, I think when I texted you, I referred to it as you and I were like in the House of the Rising Sun.
Exactly. And then the final one, the one that I thought would be a nice little Easter egg for people that listen to this show, I said, we're obviously both going to have microphones in front of us. And they're like the old school looking microphones, like, yeah, the ones that you see on the desk of the Tonight Show host, yeah, or whatever. Like, you know, that old school looking microphone. I said, I want mine to be broken,
mm-hmm,
like snapped in half, as just kind of a tip of the hat to how every issue I've had on this podcast,
yeah,
has pretty much been microphone related. Microphone was perfect. So I reply back, and there was a lot of, as I said in my initial order.
Right. Yeah. Type, trying not to be directly rude, but hey,
yeah,
I'm paying you this already exorbitant quote over what you have listed on your, mm-hmm, page. So at least get it correct. Yeah.
So they replied back. Within another 24 hours, I had Steve on the left, Kyle on the right. Perfect. We have the dark color scheme. Perfect. We have my collared shirt is now a t-shirt. Great. Everything's going well. And then I look at the microphones, and they're both different. They're both kind of broken, I guess, but then they're also bright red for some reason.
The microphones are weird.
I don't really understand what happened there.
Well, are we going to start using that with this week's episode or next week?
I think
week?
So, yeah. We just have to figure out how to update it. But,
or do you want to, I mean, you still have, this was an unlimited revision thing. Do you want to deal with the headache of further communication?
I thought that this was an unlimited revision thing until about 8 minutes ago. I got the email saying that my order was automatically completed.
Oh, good. So we missed the deadline by 8 minutes.
So, well, I had messaged the person this morning because they had sent back the revision. I got it back yesterday, I think, maybe the day before. And I was told I had 3 days to reply to it.
Sure.
Apparently 3 days is more like 36 hours because I replied this morning well within the 3 days saying, this looks great. When the order is completed, is that when I will get the Facebook and Twitter ones?
Yeah.
Like, we're good to go. So, honestly, at this point, the order is, it's done. The design work is done, but I'm still not, I don't have all of the pieces in hand yet. So, hopefully,
boy, this feels...
it just seems weird because I would send a message saying like, hi, we want this.
Yeah.
And they would just say, please accept my order.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this weird system that I had too, where I wrote what I wanted and then got an offer for seven times what their page said. And maybe that's just the way artwork works on Fiverr. But so you received the same, renegotiated the header photos, which we have yet to see.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that, you know, I want to give this person benefit of the doubt. They just haven't seen my message yet.
Being far too kind.
I know. Because there were many instances where they obviously saw my message and just didn't read it.
Yeah.
So that was one of the original, that was like the original thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll accept your offer, but you have to include this. And that was the reply, please accept the offer. So, yeah, we got a new logo coming up very soon. You're going to be hearing a new audio element to the podcast.
Just have to figure out how we want to incorporate it.
I
want to use it as like a replace what we normally do for our introductions here with a more static intro.
Well, I think we can incorporate both of them.
Maybe.
Yeah, we can do what the intros are, but just have more of like a pomp and circumstance.
Yeah. We'll unveil that in the coming weeks. It won't be this week, as you heard, but maybe next week. I just need some time to dig through what I've received. But safe to say, a pretty substantial change.
Yeah.
As we were searching a week ago for certain types of voiceover.
Uh-huh.
And what we wanted.
How quickly it
found one.
How quickly it went from A.
Oh, God.
To Z.
0 to 100 in terms of what I expected.
Yeah.
Because do we want to tell people the style of what we have?
I don't think so.
Okay, we just unleash it in coming weeks.
Yeah. I think maybe the first time that you will hear it will be on, well, you, at this point, you probably will have heard it on social media.
Okay.
You maybe because I did tease. I did a little teaser last week of coming up this week.
Yep. Not a bad idea.
Which people seem to like. And the voiceover that I used for that was completely computer generated.
Yeah. From,
which I thought was awesome.
That was great. Yeah. But if we could afford someone like that, that would be great.
Yeah.
We can't afford someone like that on a regular basis.
Yeah. So
we dug into the pocketbooks for this guy.
Oh yeah. And I like it. I like what we've chosen.
To say we flipped the script a touch.
It doesn't really fit this podcast.
No, it doesn't. But I
but
think
it will.
It'll create laughter.
Oh, it's going to make
all
us
all we're trying to do.
People are going to think that we're so sophisticated.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. Oh, so I can't wait to unleash that again. Stay tuned. We'll try to create another one of those little kind of promos, if you will. That we'll unleash on social media here.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Basically, what we're saying is in the last week, we've done more work for this podcast than I think in the previous 4.5 years.
Yeah, and more to come if we're offering to do other people's podcasts, which, again, if you host a podcast or if you know of a podcast that you think would be good that we could... Listen, we're trying to reach out. Olive branches all around. Mm-hmm. Steve, we're an olive tree.
We are. We are an olive...
Are those... Hang on.
I think they're bushes.
Are... But if it's a bush, it's still a branch if it's on a bush, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, olive branch, bushes have branches,
but
trees have branches.
But when you think branch, you're thinking tree.
I think we got to go to the pole.
Are olives grown on bushes or trees? Because we want to be on, and we want to create friendships and relationships with other people.
Well... I want to create friendships and relationships. Kyle wants to...
I want to be on other people's shows.
Yeah. Kyle wants to promote this podcast.
Yeah, that's really it. Really needy about
the
numbers.
Just so you know, if we're on your podcast, Kyle's not friends with you.
Never. Brian's the closest, and that's because his podcast seems to be somewhat successful. So I'd really like to keep that. And again, I'm a real man of the coattail. Really like to...
Yeah.
Ride those things like a surfboard.
So we're pretty much up against it because we have a lot of prep to do for a big podcast we're going to be on about Rush Limbaugh and Bruce Springsteen or maybe video games. Do you want to recap the polls from last
week? Yeah, I'm going to try to dig up. I think we've got, Steve, a couple weeks of polls dating back. Yep, it looks like 2 weeks. Okay. Important ones, though, that we need answers.
I mean, look. These are always the most important things on our mind at the time.
And again, stay tuned because in coming episodes, this might have a little audio element instead of just the instead of Steve just saying, let's recap the polls with a deadening silence around us. Mm-hmm. There might be a little pop and circumstance. Stay tuned.
Maybe a little bit.
They're on a few. I'm just putting this podcast further in the red. Spending more money, still bringing in that $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Still at a loss. Big loss. 2 weeks ago, Steve, can you hook your VCR up to the radio?
I would think so. I mean, as long as you got the because that would be the red and the white of the red, white, and yellow plugs.
So you could record a radio program to a VCR tape where it would just be like if you played that that video cassette, it would just be the audio.
It would just be audio. Huh. Does the public disagree?
63% of the audience, Steve, said, no, you can't hook your VCR up to the radio. Did you ever have a separate VCR rewinder?
Yeah.
And I should have put video cassette rewinder. Yeah. You're not rewinding the VCR.
Sure.
That would have to be, one, I don't know what that would accomplish, and two, that would be a big bulky thing to rewind an electronic.
Mm-hmm.
53% of the audience said yes. I think that speaks to younger people, because... That was 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely.
So if you don't, like, if you're younger than that, you don't remember.
No.
Chris Pruitt, our friend, I believe, from Nashville, right?
Yeah.
Chris Pruitt sent a picture of his. He had
still got it, huh?
Shaped like a sports car.
But very nondescript sports car, I'm sure, because, well, I can't imagine they had the licensing.
Oh, it's a Batmobile is what it is. It's ridiculous. It's like a flat thing that, again, you would press the hood, the car would pop up, you'd slide the cassette in, and it would rewind it for you because VCRs were dumb.
Yeah.
Really, really dumb. 53% of the audience said yes. Are we the worst with money? 71% of the audience said yes.
Really?
We're not very good businessmen, Steve. Huh. I think that's safe to say.
I don't know. I mean, we've spent upwards of $100 on this podcast in the last week.
Yeah.
I think that it's all very well spent.
Yeah. I spent upwards of over $1,000 on hosting it for the last however many years.
Yeah. Makes me feel bad. No, it doesn't. Because I always go back to APS 2.0.
Sure.
I feel like we're...
Hard to say that money's as well spent, though. Hard to say.
Would we do 25 episodes in there?
Yeah, not enough.
So we basically paid like $60 an episode.
But think about, you know, the resale you got when you sold that house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the people out there looking for 9-foot by 7-foot podcast studios in a basement under the stairs with a half-size hobbit hole door.
I miss it so much.
I do, 70? Do you think we could rent it out? Go back there.
Call them up. You still got their number from the... Oh, no, I'm thinking of the people you bought the house with. They had garbage bags of crap in the attic.
No.
Would you contribute to have your name on a fake brick on a wall in APS 4.0?
That's happening. That is absolutely happening, by the way.
71.6% of the audience...
How many people voted?
Said yes. Like, not many.
Okay. So what's that like?
Not many. So Jeff Green, I think, and I believe I mentioned it last week, too. This seems to be the running sentiment. I voted yes, but it really meant maybe.
Okay, maybe we'll do blocks of bricks.
Trevor
like,
in Nashville.
Like, you pay $5, you get 65 bricks. So we'll be able to fill the wall up and, like we just need 3 people.
Trevor in Nashville said, wait, is this a money trick? Because we know the APS won't occur.
Hey, whoa.
And Mike Mokris, I will only contribute for billboards. So,
okay.
Even though 71% of the audience seemed to say yes, I'm probably comfortable saying half of that would actually do it.
Yeah.
Not many. What is more eye-rolly, Hotlanta or Smashville? 58% of the audience said Smashville.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that's because we probably have more people located in and around Nashville.
Yeah.
Probably don't like that. But I also feel like there's probably people who said it, and then they read polls like that and like, oh, maybe that is dumb. Maybe I'll stop saying it. I don't mean to shame you into doing it.
Oh, I do.
You should be shamed to stop doing
it. It's terrible.
It's stupid. Stop it.
So bad.
Can you be buried face down?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've confirmed so the whole world can kiss your ass.
76% of the audience said yes.
Okay.
I believe that was it.
That's
was it,
it
in the polls from last few weeks. Yeah, and there's a bunch more from this week at Steve and Kyle on Twitter, Facebook coming soon.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Be sure to check those out. Give us a follow there and let us know any podcasts or tag them even. Works just as fine if you think we should be on their show or they should be on ours.
Yeah, what is the Instagram for the commercial break? Is it just...
Yeah, let me pull that up, Steve, because... That's a good question. Maybe we should, like you said, maybe we shoot a quick video, tag them in it, post it on our Instagram, have our fans reach out and say, hey, why are you hurting their feelings? Because that's what's happening here.
Yeah. I'm okay. Now, on Facebook, just do a search for it. It's just at the commercial break. So you can... It's Brian Green and...
Chrissy Hoadley, right?
Chrissy Hoadley, yes.
Yeah, so it's TCB Podcast. I don't know why I'm plugging all their stuff. That's unneeded. So I pull up their Instagram here. Hopefully it's got a nice easy... No, I don't want your newsletter. My God, they have such a fancy website compared to ours.
I know.
That is Instagram.com/thecommercialbreak. That's it. It's pretty simple.
All right. So it's The Commercial Break on Facebook.
Go there, ask them why they're ignoring us.
Yeah. And make us sound pathetic.
Yeah. Hey, you just ignore Steve's email. Steve's in radio.
Yeah, what the hell?
Do they not know that?
Do they not know the power that this podcast has in the 5-block radius surrounding my house?
There's also a good chance you could take this grievance to like a 5 a.m. hour of a of a syndicated radio show.
Could happen. Could happen.
You're next, by the way. Johnny the Duck and Lisa are one thing. Brian and Chrissy, you guys might be out of work.
All right, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. We're going to have a little audio treat posted there at some point. Well, you've probably already heard it at this point, but you can go back and listen to it in case you didn't. At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I got nothing else.
That's it. All right. Talk to you next week.